The Breakfast Club, brought to you by Tab. Long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Sobey, Glidden, Hodgson and Blanchfield. The others on the floor. It's Hodgson! Slams two home. The assist from Jason Kadee. That's beautiful basketball from Australia.
We like when we play beautiful basketball. Absolutely we do. When the Aussie Boomers are in action, they were in action against Hong Kong yesterday in the Asia Cup qualifier. 115-52 was the scoreline. Emphatic by the Boomers, who rebounded after a loss to the Tall Blacks on Thursday. Will Weaver is the coach, the Australian Boomers at the moment. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're going really well, thanks, buddy. Just firstly, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the games, what's it like coaching Australia?
Yeah, it's just the most special honour that anybody could be afforded, much less someone that's not from these shores originally. This is my sixth year working with the program, and it's the most meaningful part of my career to date, and the reason why is the quality of people and players that put their hands up every time to represent Australia. So quite a special event for us.
Good stuff. Good to hear. Now, Thursday was a disappointing performance against the Tall Blacks. What did you take out of that in the build-up to this game against Hong Kong yesterday?
Well, we have six debutants on the team, and choosing to not select players from the NBL Finals meant that we're going to have a smaller set of experience to choose from. And in the FIBA game, the physicality of it and the nature of coming together in 2 days and trying to put together a pattern and certain rotations and schemes that can hold you in good stead in a game is tough. So with the Tall Blacks selecting their representatives from finals teams and us not, we knew that was going to be a challenge. But the guys, I think, accorded themselves really well. The young guys played great, and it was pretty special to have four Brisbane Bullets get to take the floor together to start the game, being that the games were in Brisbane for the first time in a long time. So proud of the guys, the way they battled against New Zealand, came up short at the end, but improved a lot. I think that showed yesterday.
Now, Josh Giddey, we all know Warwick, his father, he was a famous player with the Tigers. Josh is a 17-year-old, 200-centimeter guard. Where have we found him from?
He's fantastic, yeah. I mean, the same place really good players tend to come from, which is really good parents. Josh, unique for him to come in a little late. He'd been in Chicago at the All-Star Weekend for the NBA Basketball Without Borders events, where he was selected as an All-Star, and flew straight to Brisbane, came and joined us, practiced, got 1.5 practices in, and then we threw him out there for 15 minutes yesterday, and played great. Not just him, but Daniel Greta and Angus Glover and quite a few guys now that are all just a tick over 20 or 21 years old that have a chance to be a part of our program over the course, not just the 6-game qualification series, which is what these first two games were about, but moving into future major tournaments, which we're now trying to qualify for.
So you beat Hong Kong by 63 points, so it wasn't a close affair.
Did we cover?
Yeah, that's right. What are you looking for as coach from your players in that situation when, the result's beyond doubt very early on in the piece? What are you looking for?
The way that we play and the commitment to the next possession is always the thing that you're striving for in basketball, and that's really the game within a game. So that's hard for any set of athletes, much less a sort of all-star team that's been come together after just a couple of practices together, and a lot of whom are excited, understandably, to wear green and gold for the first time. But the hope is that just like last qualification period where we were able to win the Asia region and earn a high seed for the World Cup, that over the course of these 6 games, these 3 qualification windows, that we can grow to a point where we've got some continuity, both in terms of players and schemes, and that we can go into the Asia Cup in 2021 and handle ourselves.
So you obviously know the players because you've been, as you said, in the system now for quite a while, but was there anyone that has surprised you over the last couple of matches that you thought, oh, this guy might be a bit better than I thought?
I think the guys from the Illawarra Hawks, despite being on team with a losing record, lots of really exciting young prospects in that group. Angus Glover in particular, he's represented Australia at past hoop summits and other sort of international events, has suffered a number of knee injuries, and coming back from those just has all the characteristics of somebody who's quite good now and is going to be really good. But even the older guys that have been a part of campaigns in the past, Cam Glidden and Nathan Sobey were on this World Cup team in China with us last year, and their improvement just in the last year is remarkable. And so I think the same kind of guys we love having a part of the Boomers, coaches love signing onto their teams, and often are the kind of guys that are doggedly pursuing greatness in their own right. And so that's always a blast to see over the course of time those guys improve.
Will, I was going to ask you that. Will Weaver, the coach of the Boomers, has joined us on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning. I was going to ask you about those players, Sobey, Glidden, Kadee, and even Todd Blanchfield, who are fairly experienced campaigners and played great level basketball and been great competitors and performers for a long period of time. Did you have to lean on them with your six debutants to try and get them to guide them through?
I thought that I was going to have to lean on them more, honestly. I think the young guys were so composed and so professional, eager, but not over-eager. And I think the space, particularly on the court, I was surprised at how ready those guys were. The flip side was off the court. You know, we're in Brisbane, we're in their town, and those guys don't know whether they should stay in their hotel room or what. So the leadership that Nathan Sobey and Matt Hodgson and those guys provided by organizing dinners and walks to go get coffee and chances to come over to their houses and meet their families, that really is a lot of what the fabric of the Boomers program, and those guys kept that spirit going.
Well, you've got to change hats again. Sydney Kings coach this week ahead of the semifinals. How have you handled the gap in between the end of the season into the finals?
I reckon our boys were quite happy to get rid of me for a week. I'll hopefully come back in with some aplomb. You miss getting to be in a training environment with our Sydney guys because of the way they go about it. And I've obviously kept on top of practices and scrimmages and been watching video and bugging guys with WhatsApp messages. But we had the same chance to get ready for this with the preseason, given that I was with the Boomers in China. So assistants have done really well there. We're lucky to have people like Luke Longley who consult with us and spend some time with our guys to help us prepare. And this is sort of a normal preparation week for us, really. We had an extra week last week, and now we've got sort of a normal prep week to get ready for Melbourne on Saturday.
You've come up against United, who have had a very indifferent season, but it's come to the pointy end, and they still can be as dangerous as ever.
I think there's a reason why they were picked as heavy favorites to start the year. Not just their players. You know, Dean obviously is a multiple championship winning coach of the year type leader and somebody that I've learned a lot from and have a huge amount of respect for. So we're eager to test ourselves against them. You know, when you get to the Final Four, there's only good teams left. And the chance for us to go against a team of that quality in the first round of the playoffs is something that's exciting for us because we'll know quickly whether we've improved as much as we needed to improve or not.
Well, it's a great opportunity. You've had a great opportunity yourself with the Boomers across the weekend. Of course, the Sydney Kings this week, who have been the dominant team in the NBL this year, looking to continue that in the first round of the NBL semi-final action against Melbourne United. Good on you, Will. Well done on the weekend yesterday against Hong Kong, and we look forward to seeing a great battle between the Sydney Kings and Melbourne United to kick off the NBL finals this week.
Thanks very much.
Good stuff. Will Weaver, the standing coach of the Australian Boomers.